fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and colour our planet.
What, your mama?
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honour their God-given precious lives as we honour a part of ourselves.
Benvinguts, graceful viewers. That is welcome in Catalan, a language spoken by about 12 million people around the world. It's a blessing to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ast 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Office D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable on IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotol on Channel 21 through the cable provider Goon Narin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on WeCam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV. Yongjia Le Cable TV on Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the United Kingdom announces plans to donate $94 million to the Democratic Republic of the Congo. In good governance news, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao promotes equal opportunities for disadvantaged students. In cultural news, Serbia celebrates its Constitution Day. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 15th, is Nirvana Day, also known as Parinirvana, a Mahayana or Greater Vehicle Buddhist festival observing the anniversary of the passing of Gautama Buddha. Nirvana Day's activities include temple visits, meditation, special vegetarian meals, and gift offerings. This occasion is also a time to honor friends and relatives who have passed away and to reflect on the ephemeral nature of life. May our Mahayana Buddhist brothers and sisters be graced with an enlightening Nirvana Day.
Flying News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Ulaak or Vietnam. Since last autumn, floods have ravaged the central and northern provinces of the country, disrupting thousands of lives. In October 2008, 95% of an entire district's crops were destroyed by deluges that struck Vinh Phuc province. The government has urgently worked to bring relief assistance to affected areas. However, additional rains over the winter have hampered recovery. When icy weather befell the country in early January 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai quickly donated $40,000 on January 10th to help the most vulnerable citizens. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $708,000 in supplies if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in Aulac. Personal travel expenses for relief team members were funded by our association members, as in similar cases.
The relief team distributed warm clothes and blankets, basic food items and cash assistance to several dozen families living in the remote mountainous regions, areas that are home to many members of the Hmong community. The residents were touched to receive these Lunar New Year gifts from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
We also join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose love knows no bounds, in reaching those in need. Our thanks also for our association relief team's diligent work. We pray for the steady recovery of normalcy for the flood-afflicted in Aulac. May lives be protected and the environment restored through our greater efforts towards a harmonious planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
UNICEF brings relief to storm-afflicted Madagascar. To assist following storms that struck the island nation last month, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, is distributing relief supplies to 20,500 affected residents of southern Madagascar. It is also working to prevent illness in the population by distributing health and water purification kits, vaccines and mosquito nets. The fund is also providing classroom tents and furnishing school supplies for the 9,000 students affected. Our heartfelt gratitude, United Nations Children's Fund, and heaven smiles upon your quick and much-needed help to the people of Madagascar. Let us all do our part in minimizing potential disasters through more appreciative care of our cherished planet.
Spain donates 10 million euros to the African Union. Spanish Foreign Affairs Secretary of State, Angel Lozada, during a meeting with Chairman of the African Union Commission, Mr. Jean Ping, announced that Spain has now released 10 million euros to support the mission of the African Union. The funds are part of a three-year 30 million euro overall donation to assist the organization in the areas of peacekeeping and security on the African continent. God bless your generosity, Spain. Our prayers for the ever harmonious prospering of the gentle African people.
Rescued greyhound helps orphaned baby animals.
Jasmine, an abandoned greyhound, was taken to recover at Nuneaton and Warwickshire Wildlife Sanctuary in Warwickshire, England, after she was rescued by police in 2005. Her condition soon improved, and she turned out to be the most caring and grateful resident at the sanctuary. To this day, she immediately takes care of any orphaned animals that arrive at the site and is always eager to greet visitors, especially children. Jasmine showers the baby animals with motherly care and comfort and keeps them clean and warm, which is most beneficial for their healthy development. Over the years, she has been surrogate mother to 5 fox cubs, 4 badger cubs, 15 chicks, 8 guinea pigs, 2 puppies, and 15 rabbits. Recently, the 50th orphan to come under Jasmine's care was a young deer. What a truly beautiful soul is Jasmine to selflessly nurture these orphaned babies. May all animals be appreciated and provided the loving care they deserve, for they truly are heaven's blessing to us all.
British School offers vegetarian scholarship. Wycliffe College, which was founded in 1882 by vegetarian Methodist minister George Sibley, is continuing its progressive approach established over a century ago. With much of its staff already vegetarian, the school is offering a scholarship valued at slightly over $2,100 to a vegetarian student who demonstrates leadership potential, good character, athletic abilities, and good grades. The scholarship seeks to honour the principles and the historical traditions of the school, which already featured an all-vegetarian boarding house in the early 20th century. Bravo for this innovative scholarship, Wycliffe College. May your staff and student body continue to flourish in your contributions to both personal and planetary health.
Newspaper praise for eco endeavors of restaurant inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai. An article appeared in the US-based San Gabriel Valley Tribune newspaper entitled It's a Vegan World. The article delivered a critic's compliment on both the food and the message of One World Vegetarian Cuisine, a vegan restaurant run by our association members in Los Angeles County, California, USA. One World Vegetarian Cuisine was inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's teachings of compassion and respect for all beings and our planet. The restaurant's selection of international fare ranges from American and Hispanic to Euro-Asian. All the dishes are wholesomely animal product free and are elegantly presented.
Journalist Emma Gallegos, who described the locale as serene and its food as appetizing, also was impressed by the restaurant's endeavors to share vital information on climate change with its customers. She stated,
One World Vegetarian Cuisine wants you to stop eating meat, and it has effectively staged a one restaurant multi-pronged campaign to that end.
The article explained,
above the bamboo-lined booths inside a hallowed pantheon of vegetarian saints, Alicia Silverstone, Paul McCartney, Leonardo da Vinci watches over. The campaign sort of sneaks up on you like that. These smart, beautiful, talented people are vegetarians. Why aren't you?
The review concluded that it's One World Vegetarian Cuisine's food itself that is one of its most convincing aspects. Ms. Gallegos wrote,
it was simple, crisp, healthy, and not a bad deal either. At the end, I received an insert from Supreme Master Ching Hai that urged the halt of meat-eating to save the ice caps.
Many patrons have indeed been impressed by the food and were then inspired to adopt the vegan diet to help save the earth.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for encouraging the world to awaken to the peaceful, sustainable way of life. May we all be delighted by the taste and life-saving wonders of the plant-based diet.
we can still save the planet. Day 1438. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai. Save our planet. Indian monsoon changes signal global tipping point. Senior meteorologist and former director of India's Meteorological Department, P.V. Joseph, has published findings of a decrease and weakening of monsoon currents, with low-level storms diminishing in strength by around 20% over the past 50 years. The main cause appears to be a temperature increase in the Indian Ocean of 1.5 degrees Celsius, which is higher than any other tropical areas. The noted disruption in the monsoon season has previously been identified by international scientists as being one of nine potentially devastating tipping points, beyond which runaway global warming could occur. Mr. Joseph, we appreciate your careful observations of this alarming change in India's climate. With heaven's grace, may our concerted efforts toward better stewardship restore the balance of our shared planetary home. During a video conference with our association members in Thailand in July 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the most lasting protection from all disasters.
Right now, there are many disasters happening around the world and more frequently than ever before and even more deadly. It is because the force of the negative retribution of the killing karmic consequences is more ripe than before. If this cyclone won't come, another cyclone will come, or any other disaster will come. If we don't change the way we live our life, we don't change to live according to the harmonious system of the universe, then we are out of accord. And when we are out of this protective, harmonious cycle of the universe, we are out of protection. That's why bad things happen. If we are inside the universal harmonious cycle, the natural law, then we are protected 100%. So vegetarian diet will minimize all the disaster and even clear it all out.
Save our planet. Appliances get new efficiency boost. United States President Barack Obama has instructed the Department of Energy, or DOE, to establish better energy efficiency standards for 9 common appliances by August of this year. The appliances include ovens and microwave ovens, lamps, household dishwashers, and commercial air conditioners. In addition, by the end of June, the DOE must have new energy efficiency standards in place for fluorescent tube and reflector light bulbs. These measures are anticipated to save $60 billion every year, enough to fulfill the energy needs of 5 million households. Our respectful accolades, President Obama, for putting environmental concerns at the top of your agenda. With measures such as these in place, our world will surely transition smoothly into a sustainable new era.
Save our planet. China celebrates comeback of rare monkey. The number of endangered Yunnan snub-nosed monkeys living in southwestern China's Baima Snow Mountain Nature Reserve has increased from 500 in 1983 to 1,300 today. Overall, there are approximately 2,000 of these unique primates residing in the high-altitude evergreen forests of the country. Sustained primarily by the lichen plant that grows on tree bark, their expanded numbers are attributed to steady improvements in protection efforts. Kudos, conservationists in China, for your dedication to securing the safe existence of this treasured primate. May the Yunnan snub-nosed monkey continue to thrive in numbers with heaven's protection and love.
Save our planet. Annual Olympics of Science Conferences meets in Chicago, Illinois, USA. Around 10,000 citizens, media members, and scientists have gathered for the 175th Annual American Association for the Advancement of Sciences, or AAAS, meeting taking place from February 12th to 16th. With this year's theme being Our Planet and Its Life, Origins and Futures, Many speakers highlighted the precarious state of our planet, as well as the need to act quickly to save it. Esteemed participants included Dr. James J. McCarthy, AAAS president, who opened the event, as well as Dr. Mark Cerise from the National Snow and Ice Data Center, and special guest speaker, former U.S. Vice President and Nobel Prize laureate Al Gore. Mr. Gore, in particular, urged scientists and, in fact, anyone with knowledge of global warming effects to become involved, saying, "We've now reached a stage where continuing on our present course would threaten the entirety of human civilization. We have to go far, quickly." Drs. McCarthy and Cerise, Mr. Gore and all other participants, we express our thanks for your timely reminder that only humanity collectively can reverse our Earth's dire state. May heaven bless us with the willpower for a quick change of heart to be heroes in this planetary crusade.
Save our planet. With average freezing days declining 26% over the past 40 years, British government scientists predict the Scottish skiing industry is likely to disappear due to global warming.
Save our planet. In Atlanta, Georgia, USA, participating businesses will be recycling, composting, and contributing biofuel materials as the city creates a zero-waste zone, the first in the nation's southeast.
Still save the planet. Day 1438. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai. Save our planet. Indian monsoon changes signal global tipping point. Senior meteorologist and former director of India's Meteorological Department, P.V. Joseph, has published findings of a decrease and weakening of monsoon currents, with low-level storms diminishing in strength by around 20% over the past 50 years. The main cause appears to be a temperature increase in the Indian Ocean of 1.5 degrees Celsius, which is higher than any other tropical areas. The noted disruption in the monsoon season has previously been identified by international scientists as being one of nine potentially devastating tipping points, beyond which runaway global warming could occur. Mr. Joseph, we appreciate your careful observations of this alarming change in India's climate. With heaven's grace, may our concerted efforts toward better stewardship restore the balance of our shared planetary home. During a video conference with our association members in Thailand in July 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the most lasting protection from all disasters.
Right now, there are many disasters happening around the world and more frequently than ever before and even more deadly. It is because the force of the negative retribution of the killing karmic consequences is more ripe than before. If this cyclone won't come, another cyclone will come, or any other disaster will come, if we don't change the way we live our life. We don't change to live according to the harmonious system of the universe, then we are out of accord. And when we are out of this protective, harmonious cycle of the universe, we are out of protection. That's why bad things happen. If we are inside the universal, harmonious cycle, the natural law, then we are protected 100%. So vegetarian diet will minimize all the disaster and even clear it all out.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3,433 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half of the world's grain supply, consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com. Save our planet. Appliances get new efficiency boost. United States President Barack Obama has instructed the Department of Energy, or DOE, to establish better energy efficiency standards for 9 common appliances by August of this year. The appliances include ovens and microwave ovens, lamps, household dishwashers, and commercial air conditioners. In addition, by the end of June, the DOE must have new energy efficiency standards in place for fluorescent tube and reflector light bulbs. These measures are anticipated to save $60 billion every year, enough to fulfill the energy needs of 5 million households. Our respectful accolades, President Obama, for putting environmental concerns at the top of your agenda. With measures such as these in place, our world will surely transition smoothly into a sustainable new era.
Save our planet. China celebrates comeback of rare monkey. The number of endangered Yunnan snub-nosed monkeys living in southwestern China's Baima Snow Mountain Nature Reserve has increased from 500 in 1983 to 1,300 today. Overall, there are approximately 2,000 of these unique primates residing in the high-altitude evergreen forests of the country, sustained primarily by the lichen plant that grows on tree bark. Their expanded numbers are attributed to steady improvements in protection efforts. Kudos, conservationists in China, for your dedication to securing the safe existence of this treasured primate. May the Yunnan snub-nosed monkey continue to thrive in numbers with heaven's protection and love.
Save our planet. Annual Olympics of Science Conferences meets in Chicago, Illinois, USA. Around 10,000 citizens, media members, and scientists have gathered for the 175th Annual American Association for the Advancement of Sciences, or AAAS, meeting taking place from February 12th to 16th. With this year's theme being Our Planet and Its Life, Origins and Futures, many speakers highlighted the precarious state of our planet, as well as the need to act quickly to save it. Esteemed participants included Dr. James J. McCarthy, AAAS president, who opened the event, as well as Dr. Mark Cerise from the National Snow and Ice Data Center, and special guest speaker, former U.S. Vice President and Nobel Prize laureate Al Gore. Mr. Gore, in particular, urged scientists and, in fact, anyone with knowledge of global warming effects to become involved, saying, "We've now reached a stage where continuing on our present course would threaten the entirety of human civilization. We have to go far, quickly." Doctors McCarthy and Cerise, Mr. Gore and all other participants, we express our thanks for your timely reminder that only humanity collectively can reverse our Earth's dire state. May heaven bless us with the willpower for a quick change of heart to be heroes in this planetary crusade.
Save our planet. With average freezing days declining 26% over the past 40 years, British government scientists predict the Scottish skiing industry is likely to disappear due to global warming.
Save our planet. In Atlanta, Georgia, USA, participating businesses will be recycling, composting, and contributing biofuel materials as the city creates a zero-waste zone, the first in the nation's southeast.
Hello, wonderful viewers! I'm Polly the Porcupine, and I follow a compassionate vegan diet. I'm here with a tip on keeping your car in good running order. If you live in a very cold area, it's a good idea to maintain a full gas tank. This helps to keep water from condensing inside your tank, which could possibly later cause fuel lines to freeze. Remember to drive safely. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
In world news, the United Kingdom pledges $94 million donation to the Democratic Republic of the Congo. About $57 million of the funds will be used for humanitarian relief in the form of medical care, food, safe drinking water, seeds, and tools. The other $37 million will be directed through a United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF program, to help supply clean water and sanitation to almost 4 million citizens of this Central African nation. We respectfully laud you, the United Kingdom, and God bless your generous assistance to the Congolese people. May a world of harmony and abundance soon become a reality for all beings.
In good governance news, China calls for quality education for all. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao has asked the country's policymakers to create plans to ensure equal access to education for the disadvantaged. Premier Wen Jiabao emphasized building a world-class system that included vocational education and added that salaries should be increased for vocational workers. Moreover, he said teachers should teach students to think, live, and get along with others in addition to knowledge. Our appreciation, Premier Wen Jiabao, for advocating excellent learning opportunities for your citizens. May all students be guided to make a loving and peaceful world. Up next on Noteworthy News, Serbia celebrates its Constitution Day. We'll take a God contemplative walk and be right back. More giving news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
We can still save the planet. Day 1438. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, sharing news for a considerate world. In cultural news, today is Serbia's Constitution Day. On this day in 1835, Serbia's first constitution was proclaimed and was the beginning of Serbia's modern statehood. Situated in southeastern Europe between Macedonia and Hungary, Serbia has four United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. World-famous Serbian scientists include Nikola Tesla, Mileva Maric-Einstein, and Mihailo Pupin. May all Serbian citizens have a splendid Constitution Day with friends and family.
Time to share some laughter with a joke taught by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled The Cookies.
A teacher asked, Johnny, if you have 5 pieces of cookies and your younger brother asked you for one, how many would you have left? Johnny said, 5.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
My name is Amit and I live in Durban, South Africa. I follow Hinduism and I'm a vegetarian myself. I happened to found Supreme Master TV by chance and found it very informative and interesting. There is a lot of good work done by this channel and it is so universal. I would like to express my gratitude to Supreme Master and say, keep up the good work. And maybe someday soon, we all will realize the dream of peace on earth. There is a large population of vegetarians in the Durban area of South Africa. And this channel would be very useful to them, as well as those who want to go the route of going green. Many thanks. Regards, Amit.
Enthusiastic Amit, many thanks for your kind words and especially for being part of the Noble Circle of Vegetarians. Please help share information about the urgent necessity of developing compassion by being vegan. Only this will save our precious planet. One may download any videos, flyers or posters, all free of charge. Heaven's blessings to you and the gracious people of Durban. With our love.
And Supreme Master Ching Hai has a personal reply for you. Divine soul, namaste. Glad to know you are pleased with our TV program. God bless and all my love. Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for watching today's Noteworthy News. As always, we welcome comments and good stories from your region of the world. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Now we say, Que veu us benixi, which means God bless in Catalan.
May your life be filled with harmony and joy. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following the fires in Victoria, Australia, the International Fund for Animal Welfare and Help for Wildlife are sending relief teams to care for wild and domestic animals in need.
Jordanian and Kuwaiti companies collaborate to produce SmartSat, a satellite internet service provider with the capacity to serve a broad range of businesses in the Middle East and North Africa.
GlaxoSmithKline, the world's second largest pharmaceutical company, announces a cap on prices for patented medicines sold in the world's most disadvantaged countries.
4 abandoned newborn puppies in Sheffield, UK, rescued by firefighters from an icy canal, have been safely transferred to the care of the Royal Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
In meeting with Chairman of the Iranian Parliament, Ali Larijani, Spanish Foreign Minister Miguel Angel Moratinos offers his country's aid to stabilize Iran's foreign relations.
Pennsylvania, USA, animal welfare group Furry Friends Network is hosting a bowl-a-thon event called Strikes for Strays to raise money to care for homeless cats and dogs.
Egypt has been appointed to the 2-year term presidency of the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women.
The United Nations Children's Fund is caring for over 220 children who were recently freed in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Of 111 total seats, Iraq's Kurdish Regional Parliament increases those reserved for women to 33, also setting aside 5 each for the Turkmen community and Christian minorities.
A charity art show in Uganda's Afri Art Gallery exhibits works from displaced children of the Acholi sub-region. with proceeds intended to further their talent and well-being. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.